The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and...
And Emily Simpson. I'm happy to be back. I don't like that week off. Bothers me.
You felt sad. You were missing me.
I did. I had a little FOMO, have to admit.
Well, I missed you too. But luckily we have Carlos who will fill in, who actually will be filling in for me the week after next. So you'll be able to get some Carlos time in with yourself, and then I can have some FOMO in return.
Okay, good. Then we'll be sure to shit talk you as much as possible.
Perfect. Even though I didn't shit talk you once.
Oh, that was nice of you. Thank you. I enjoy it.
I know. Okay. So the first thing before we get into any like headlines or the valley or popping off or any of the things, I need to ask you a question because yes. I was talking about this when I was recapping on Two Teas in a Pod, because on Potomac this past episode, they showed NECA going in for her insemination process and her husband releasing.
Yeah.
And they had NECA go in with him to help him out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, the crew was there. So then I started thinking, like, because I did insemination with Slade and IVF with Cruz. And so Edwin, and I mean, I had multiple miscarriages. Like, I was in there a bunch. Yeah. And never once did any doctor say to me, like, do you want to go in with Edwin? Yes. To like, never once.
No, well, I mean, I went through the same thing. I had 5 years of going to, you know, specialists. I did IVF myself in 2011. I was pregnant with twins. I've told this story on Orange County. But no, I mean, Shane, they had to get multiple samples from my husband, but he always did it alone. I mean, I always ask him, he's like, oh, there's magazines in there, but I was never in there. That would be like, weird.
Neck is kind of like yelling at her husband, like, hurry up, let's go, let's get this. And I'm like, I can't even, because like, it's kind of a running joke between me and Edwin that fertility doctor like never updated his porn. So it's like from the 80s.
And right. Right. he just got like two magazines in 1983 and he's like, that'll do.
He's like, this is fine. I'm all right with a full bush. But yeah. Then I was like, am I the only one? And so I just did an Instagram post and all the women are responding, no, we didn't go in. We didn't go in. So I'm wondering, is this like a specialized doctor that allows you to go?
I don't know. So is it a bathroom or is it a bedroom?
Well,
I mean, if you're going to both be in there, like, do they make it comfy for you?
It was definitely a bathroom in this situation. And Edwin's situation at our doctor, it wasn't a bedroom. It was like a room that had a little TV with like a VCR at the bottom. Yes,
yeah, that's what Shane went into. It's like a little dark room, like a closet. It's like, go in this dark closet and come out when you're done.
So that was the same. But on Potomac, they even said to NECA, no saliva, no something else. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's so weird.
I don't know.
That's a doctor in his own category right there.
Yeah. And then the comments are killing me on my post, though, because everyone's like, between all the other shit that I had to do in order to get pregnant, I feel like my husband could handle this one on his own.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too. I was like, I've been poked, prodded. I've been in pain. I've cried. I've bled. You can go in the closet. Like, go in the closet. Do something. This is your contribution.
Go in the closet and get this shit done. In a timely fashion.
Right. And don't complain.
And don't complain. And I don't care if this is ruining the mood. Get it done.
I don't care if you're embarrassed and everybody's in the waiting room knowing what you're doing in there. I don't care.
I can only imagine how relaxed Shane and Edwin would be with us in there with them. Like, right? Come on. Let's go.
Hurry up. Get it out. Let's do it.
And I'm just going to say, if there's no saliva involved and there's no sex involved, I just want to know, like, I'm not that great at a hand job. Like, I would hope that Edwin's better at it than me.
That sounds like a lot of friction that I just don't need.
Okay. Well, at least I'm not alone in this. Thank you so much. But it was something that was really plaguing me this morning. And I was like, what? This is a lot to take in for me. Okay, well, now we'll just get right in a quick transition over to
back to business.
No more funny talk. No more hand jobs.
That's it. Boring and appropriate from here on out.
Yeah, that's us. That's us when recapping these two gems of the show. The headlines for Vanderpump Rules and The Valley are coming in hot. This first one is Instagram user at Steph with Adits shares a clip of Lala and Sheena defending Ariana 2 months before filming season 11. Lala and Sheena are talking on a podcast defending Ariana's choice to not associate with friends of Tom Sandoval. Lala's quoted saying, Ariana's in this situation saying, if you choose to hang out with Sandoval, you can't be around me. It's not really saying you can and don't do this. It's just saying, if you choose wrong, you're not around me. It's very simple. Then Sheena goes on to say, and she has every right to feel that way and to expect that from her friends. That's not too much to ask. Lala concludes, there will come to a point where something happens and you look at the group around you and say it's either A or B. And if you ain't picking the letter I want you to, then get away from me. Mm. So the interesting part about this is that's not actually what happened to, you know, 2 months later when they started filming. You can see both Lala and Sheena are having a change of heart, which I got into last week with Carlos, not to, you know, rub it in your face that it wasn't with you. But all right. I was actually kind of against this because it's kind of how I feel when housewives say they refuse to film with somebody else.
You mean you're against that thinking 2 months before filming that they were saying they were okay with a choice? Like if Ariana makes a line in the sand, they're okay with that? That's the part you disagree with or you agree with?
I disagree with thinking that you can control the casting of a television show. And if they're all there to do a job, it's not up to them to do the icing out and the whatnot. Like that's up to production. Like if production wants Tom Sandoval gone or makes the choice to have Ariana film everything separate, that's on them. It's not up to Sheena and Lala's loyalty to Ariana.
Don't you think it has to do with social media presence and pressure too, as far as their feelings 2 months before filming? I mean, clearly everyone was Team Ariana. So don't you think that them saying that 2 months before filming was just also playing to social media mob?
Yeah, and not wanting to, and maybe at this point they hadn't come to a decision with who's coming back, who's not.
Right.
So yeah, it could be social media. And also, according to what we're watching, Lala is going through a lot where she doesn't want to live angry or upset. So who knows? But
well, also, before you start filming, I think it's very easy to be very linear in your thinking, right?
Yeah.
You can be very much like, well, I just won't hang out with him. Well, I'll just be friends with her. And then it's very simple to say, but then once you start filming and you spend time with someone and you're put in different situations and, you know, even with Housewives, when they, it's like going into it, you know, thinking you're going to be friends with this person and you don't like this person. And then a month in, you hate the person you thought you were going to be friends with. And now you're hanging out with the other person that you never thought you would talk to. So I think it's the same thing. It's like, you can't control what actually happens once the filming starts and how people feel.
That being said, this was not a good episode for Tom Sandoval in any stretch of the imagination.
I know. Every time I start to feel badly for him and I kind of like him, I'm like, oh, I kind of like Tom. And then I watch the next episode. I'm like, damn it, Tom.
I'm like, learn how to just, I mean, I guess I have a hard time learning this too, but like, learn how to be a little bit more likable. Just learn.
That's it. Just likability. That's all.
Likeability.
Likeability.
Well, speaking of likeability, this next one is about Joe.
She's different.
Well, you know what's different is that everyone comparing her to me.
You get compared to Joe?
Yes, everyone's saying this. Well, I mentioned it last week, but I just kind of, because I had a feeling it was coming, because there's something about our bone structure that I was like, oh, people are going to give it to me. Now there's 82 memes. Like, this would be John Mellencamp's daughter if she wasn't John Mellencamp's daughter.
Like, I actually can see that. I'm actually going to go with that. I agree with that.
What do you mean? Did I tell you the story about my turtles? I can't.
The turtle story.
She really wanted to get that story out there. I was like, it's not a good one.
Yeah, I know. She was proud of the turtle story, man.
But also, if your turtle's on a leash, why couldn't you just pull him out?
Because he has no neck. It clearly slipped off when he fell.
She decapitated a turtle. Yes,
really what happened. The turtle is dead. And that's why it ended that way.
The turtle's no longer in its shell. It's just this but she shares her feelings about Tom Shorts in an Instagram post. Joe wrote, "Been wanting to say this for a while and give me grace on how I say it." Anytime somebody says, give me grace, it means
I'm not going to give them grace.
I'm not getting it.
I refuse. No. As soon as they ask for it, I'm like, hell no.
I'll make my own choices on who I'm going to give grace
to. Absolutely not.
Everything about this human makes me happy. Have you ever found a human that just gets you? That's Tom. That's me. Tom Shorts deserves the world, and so do I. Maybe I'm not the girl for him, but I get it. He is a really good example of someone living in the moment always, and so am I. Find a person who can make you laugh all the time. That's Tom Shorts. T. Also, why does it say T with like the dollar bill sign? Does she call him like T Money?
I know. I was going to say, I guess T Money. T Money has the best laugh, smile. Oh, what? T Money. Yeah. T Money.
Yuck. Okay. So T Money has the best laugh. I want you to call me that from now on, T Money.
I know. I was thinking you could be T Money. I mean, you are John Mellencamp's daughter. So you do deserve T Money more than Tom Schwartz. So.
Yeah. Listen. He has the best laugh, best smile, and people should really know how kind he is. I'll love him forever. I'm like, listen, Joe, you're not doing Tom any favors by writing him a complimentary post at this point in time.
It's an open love letter.
But yeah, we'll get more into that later. But
I really what I'd want to see is his reaction to reading it. Like, I picture him like being totally embarrassed by it, you know, like with the hand in the hair and like not knowing what to say and how to respond to that. He's probably like, could you just take that down? Why did you do that?
Well, I'm actually worried he's in love with her.
You think?
Yeah. I think he, if other people weren't there to judge the situation, I feel like he's legitimately into her.
I mean, he is slightly odd, so
it would make sense.
It makes sense to me. I get it. Every lid has its top. Isn't that what it is?
Unclear.
Every pot has its lid. I don't know how that goes. Something like that.
every lid has its top. I'm not sure that actually makes sense. And you're the lawyer, and I'm
clearly not good at whatever those
analogies,
are. Euphemisms. I don't know.
Every lid has a pot.
Well, every lid does have to have a pot.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want.
May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change, terms apply.
This next one is about the Valley stuff. Brittany Cartwright says lack of sex led to Jax Taylor separation. In this Page Six article here, we've been together 9 years and people stop appreciating you and take you for granted after some time. That would never happen in a marriage. Cartwright told Page Six exclusively Thursday night at the premiere party for her new show, The Valley. She continued, so that's what I'm trying to get back. And if it doesn't come back, then we won't get back together. She told Page Six at the Valley Bash that she moved into an Airbnb in January to take some sweet space for herself.
Sweet space.
To make her beer cheese. Cartwright clarified, however, that a lack of intimacy was not the only contributing factor in the split. I asked him to do little things, four little things, and go to therapy was one of them. He hasn't done that yet. Then they show him leaving Training Mate or whatever the workout place is, and he is now kind of backtracking on all of the things he originally said that they were still together and whatnot.
Yeah, I just want to know what the other three are.
Well, my guess, so go to therapy, stop cheating on me.
Stop sleeping with other people.
Stop sleeping with other people, have sex with me, and lay off the pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta being the other pasta.
Yeah, I get it.
Not the rigatonis.
Not the literal pasta. Not
the literal. I don't know though, but that's just my guess. But once everybody has watched The Valley, you will see that this is pretty much another toxic group because the Valley stars Jesse and Michelle Lally have also separated. Us Weekly article said, Jesse teased Us Weekly, there's a major storyline about our life where I try to work on myself throughout the entire summer to be the best version of myself. And if the best version of myself aligned with the best version of herself, then our marriage would make it. People evolve. If your marriage and relationship doesn't evolve with it, it will never work no matter how bad you want it.
Okay, so basically, he did not find the best version of himself is what I'm going to conclude from that.
Yeah, I don't think she ever found the best version of him. And
I don't think anyone has ever found the best version of him. He annoyed me from like right from the drop.
When he comes out way more annoying than Kristen, I was like, this is not going to be good for you.
I can't with that guy at all.
Oh, I know. Oh, he was hard to stomach. But then Michelle says, meanwhile, they filmed The Valley a while ago. People told us when you watch the show, you're going to realize how you guys actually are, because when you're in it, you don't actually know. She said in her own interview with us on Thursday, taking a step back and looking at myself, I'm like, wow, it's obvious we have some marital issues.
Okay, yes, exactly. What are you going to say? The fact that you had to take a step back and look at it to realize you had marital issues? Like hello.
From the very get, like, they didn't have one moment where you're like, oh, these people can even tolerate one another.
None.
They were, none. And then Zero. They work together too. I was like, this is, I don't know, but I do like the pregnant couple. Well, I guess he's not pregnant, but the girl that's pregnant, she is my favorite, I think, on the show. Like, she's comedic relief.
Yes, Janet. We like Janet.
Okay, now we're going to get into the Vanderpump Rules reunion seating chart, which I have to say is slightly surprising to me. So it's Andy and Lisa Vanderpump at the head. So it's not just Andy at the head. And
did Lisa put that in her contract?
Must have. Has it always been that way? I'm curious.
I don't think so, but I don't know exactly. But I just have a feeling that she's like, let me add something to the contract. I will sit next to Andy.
She's like, since this could potentially be the last season of Vanderpump Rules,
I want to sit parallel.
Well, first seat is Ariana and then Tom on the other side.
Yeah.
Sandoval. Then second seat is Katie and Shorts. Then third seat is Lala and Sheena. Fourth seat is
James and Brock.
But I'm like, where's Allie? Allie's in it as much as anybody else at this point.
Yeah,
I'm
that's shocked true. That they didn't
squeeze her in on one of the sides.
Yeah, and they should have put Joe across from her and then she could read her birth chart again during the breaks.
Andy has said he loves Brock this season. Brock is definitely doing the most, but you're seeing there a couple going through it as well. You can even like, you can see Sheena like trying to control what he says with her eyes and he's just not having it. And she's like, don't expose all our issues at this point.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate him though, because I think he says intelligent things and I think he's kind of the voice of reason that you need, like Lala is too. And so is Brock. But I like them because they remind me of a real couple. You know how we were talking about Jesse and Michelle and you could never see, and it's only been one episode, but you can't see anything between them that would show that they're an actual real marriage. But you can with Sheena and Brock. Like, you're right. It's him wanting to talk about things and her giving him the evil eye. So, which like is real. I give Shane the side eye all the time.
No, I am constantly like, shut your pie hole. Yes. And the fact that Edwin and Eddie have a podcast now that I can't micromanage everything he says is exhausting enough. And then he's like, did you listen? I'm like, do you want to stay married? No, I didn't. Right.
I think that is a good boundary that you set.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to know. I don't need to know what you said. I'm already embarrassed for whatever it is that could potentially have been said. I don't need to hear it. And I've heard all your stories already.
Right. Nothing new here.
I doubt you came up with something original. Just kidding, honey. If you could hear me, but you can't. Listen to the Eds wherever you listen to podcasts. But then according to an anonymous source to Bravo and Cocktails, the reunion was boring until the end when Ariana went off on Lala in a friendship ending verbal blowout. Also, Ariana's friend Logan tweeted the seating chart saying some of this cast won't see heaven. That's kind of dramatic.
That's very dramatic. I mean, what is that saying? That they're so horrible, they're going to hell?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's very deep.
That's, and Logan, I don't see you on either of these couches. So why are you tweeting this out?
Yeah. And why is he sending out the seating chart?
Yeah. Like all of the things. Logan, have a couple seats or go serve another cocktail at Sir. Or is, I think
is that,
that's
where, is that what, is that where he works?
I don't know. He might be her publicist now. It's hard to say.
Oh.
But they have, you know, a paid friend, whatever it is. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and get into Vanderpump Rules season 11, episode 8.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want.
May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change, terms apply.
All right, we are back. We're going to start with, and I'm going to use this term loosely, party. The pool party.
Was that not the most I couldn't stop looking at it, but I was looking like it was a wreck.
Like when
you drive slowly because you want to see all the cars piled up.
And you're glad it's not you that's actually one of the cars piled up. That's how I felt about that pool party. Like I was like, thank God I wasn't there.
Did he get people to come to that party from a Craigslist ad? Because I feel like that's where the party goers came from.
Even Shorts was like, I'm out of here. I'm not comfortable with any of the people here and what's happening. The central casting here has been a little bit on. And then I'm like, if you're trying to make Ariana jealous with some of these ladies, this ain't the way.
No, no. And then the two girls that came late and he was just like in the pool talking to them. Do you think, I was trying to figure out, did they just keep showing their awkward faces on a loop, or were they really just making that many awkward faces the whole time he was talking?
Did they sign a release to show their faces but not their voices? Because I don't think I ever heard an audible noise come out of them.
That's why I was like, did they just show the same 5 second loop that they just keep showing, or was it really that awkward?
But also, could they not just give him like a courtesy laugh? Like, yeah, no, we know. And no, don't pretend you don't know. Even like somebody that doesn't have social media, lives under a rock, they probably heard of Scandoval. So don't act like you don't know who his roommate is.
He's like, I was in a relationship, you know, 10 years and they were just like dead, like dead, like, dead faces, dead.
They're like, we need another shot before this continues on. Then we get into the Katie and Lala are at lunch and there's obvious tension after the birth chart. I love all these different parties. The birth chart party.
The birth chart. You know, maybe, I was thinking that we should DM Allie and ask her to do our birth chart.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we?
Because I feel like Pluto's definitely in the first house when it comes to me. I was like, I definitely think Pluto's in the first house on my chart.
You know what? I don't know that we could get in. She's probably like too booked up now between that. And then I also saw like a clip of her with a guitar with like Sheena and Sheena's sister in the music video. Like Allie's going to blow up. She's too booked. She's booked and busy, but maybe she can come for one popping off chart reading.
Maybe she could move us to the front of the line.
But I do appreciate that Katie and Lala show us all how reality shows are supposed to work. Conflict, then resolution.
Yes.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, I did too.
They were able to say that they were sorry. They talked through their thing. It was nice and quick. We didn't need to rehash. We both know what they were doing originally. So let's just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Then we get back to the party.
Because we have to show more of it because it's so cringy. They're like, show more of that party.
It includes a lot of liquor or liquorless liquor, which sounds really fun. And a topless girl in the pool, which I'm like, what time of day is, how drunk could you be already? Like they just got here.
No.
And then shorts leaving and then, I mean, it's just all in all, Billy Lee is like, did you meet my girl T? And then they pan to T, which we already know at some point he's hooking up with T because we see him and T like holding hands and paparazzi before the season. But then I'm like, he's not even into T originally because he's brought over these two random chicks he met at Shorts and Sandy's. Like this is
or on Craigslist.
Or on Craigslist or Central Casting, and they got their Taft Hartley for today's episode.
I did enjoy his cringy toast. Here's to staying positive and testing negative. I was like, oh, good one. Good one, Tom. Good one.
Good one. Golf claps for that one.
Yeah.
But the morning after the pool party, once again, we feel bad for Anne.
Yes, we do feel bad for Anne. I can't imagine how disgusting. I mean, that house looked disgusting on film. So can you imagine what it really looked like?
I mean, gross. But Ariana walks out pissed at the sight of the mess. But then I'm like, that's kind of ironic considering her bedroom.
Considering she's a hoarder.
I was like, all in all, before at least the, you know, when the bedrooms were a mess, like at least the common area was clean.
Right.
Now it's just all of it's giving me my OCD a run for its money. I like, couldn't even look at it. And then when he's on the treadmill and Anne's like, I'm working on cleaning it up. And he's like, great. Well, let's get to it then. Like, couldn't even at least pretend to help for a minute?
No, he is getting in shape. He is working out with his headband. His important things to do.
He's like, I'm sorry, I'm walking on an incline.
Yes, and I'm going to journal. I do not have time for this. Anne.
Anne, I am paying you minimum wage right now. Right. You should be really excited.
Get this house and ship. What is it? Tip-top shape.
Tip-top shape. And then Anne, as Anne's cleaning up, I'm sitting there thinking, like, she's visualizing of murdering Sandoval. And who wants to murder him more, Ariana or Anne? Like, these are the things that go through my mind as I'm watching it. And it's really a toss-up which one despises them more, which would make the rumor of Anne potentially working for Ariana feel more accurate. Especially after the leftover food. Then, of course, Anne has to get involved to let Tom know that so-and-so is going to be at the house. Like, there's
multiple. Oh, my gosh.
But first, Ariana has Sheena over because she's heard from multiple sources that Sheena's upset with her. I'm like, I'm going to tell you what these multiple sources are. It's a two-word name, Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, that's, yes, it's Lisa Vanderpump. Yes.
Yeah. But Ariana's quite nice to Sheena in the scene, but in the confessional, she's like, what does she want me to do? Break my NDA and tell her?
Yeah, I can't with Ariana, whatever. She rubs me the wrong way.
I think it's because I haven't yet to see like any sort of like lighter side to her.
Yes.
Like, maybe because she is on the defense or maybe because she is heartbroken. But like even in the past when I have watched, she's just seems pissed all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time with her. I just every time I watch her, I just want to yell, let it go. Like, just let it go. Move on.
You clearly didn't like him anyway. You clearly were done with him anyway. But I'm curious at this point if Bravo was like, hey, ABC, if you hire Ariana, Sheena promises to bring up Dancing with the Stars
8,000 times.
I now think this is product placement for Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I feel like now if I was a producer on Dancing with the Stars, I would never hire her because she's brought it up so many times. I would be like, hell no, it's not happening now. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm that kind of girl. Like, I'm the kind of girl that would just be like, no.
Also, like, play a little hard to get. Like, now we know you've already signed up for dance classes. Like, I haven't even done that yet. And believe me, like, Dancing with the Stars, call a girl. I promise not to tell Emily.
Oh my gosh, I would be so pissed. I've been wanting Dancing with the Stars for years. I had my hip replaced. I am a better candidate. I have a story.
Then we get to Shorts and Joe hanging again. This time they're pedaling in a swan, talking about turtles.
The turtle.
And in his confessional, Short says he could probably marry Joe right now and be happy, but he doesn't want a relationship so soon after his divorce with Katie. Do you think he's still in love with Katie?
No, I don't really think so. I think you're right. What you said earlier, when he says he could marry her right now, but he doesn't want to. I think it's because he doesn't want to because everyone else thinks she's a quirky weirdo. That's really what it is. So he just changed quirky weirdo to, I don't want a relationship so soon after my divorce.
He's like, I need to wait till I'm no longer on this show and I can just hang out with my pal that would then be my wife and we can do weird things together and be
right without the judgment.
Yeah. And then the entire friend group goes out, including Sandoval and Ariana in the same room. That felt casual, easygoing.
Do you think that he had no idea that she was going to show up, or do you think they both know they would be there at the same time?
I don't think they had any idea. I think it was like an all cast event where like, if I'm just making up, if Tamara wasn't going to show up, they wouldn't be like, guess what, Emily, Tamara's not coming because she's mad at you. Like, they wouldn't necessarily tell you.
Right. So you're saying you think it was just an open invitation for all of the cast and they didn't know who was actually going to be there.
Correct. I don't think they're like on a group text, like, be there at 6:30.
Yeah. sounds super awesome, guys.
Can't wait. But Ariana says now Ariana's saying she isn't going to let Sandoval prevent her from hanging out with her friends for the rest of her life. And at this point, I'm wondering, who are your friends other than Katie?
Yeah, exactly. Katie's like her ride or die minion. Every face she makes when anyone talks about Sandoval kills me. I'm like, can you move on? Like, can we get past the hatred?
But also continuing to say that Sheena and Ariana are best friends. I'm sorry. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I'm trying to feel it. I'm trying to get on board. I've hung out with Sheena a multitude of times. She's always been super fun. Sheena feels like it feels like Sheena is walking on eggshells every time she's in Ariana's presence.
Yeah, I agree. I don't feel like when I watch it, I don't see a friendship there.
No.
Even when she called her from the boat, it was an awkward phone call. Like, clearly they were like, go FaceTime Ariana. And she did. And it was awkward. And Katie rolled her eyes the whole time she was talking. But yeah, it didn't feel like a friendship.
I mean, I guess Sheena did bring Ariana onto the show, but I think that's because she wanted to bring in, you know, a new person that was a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, because, you know, Sheena had already come in as one of those. So then she was like, great,
bring another one.
The other girls didn't like Sheena, so Ariana was kind of that person for her. But at that point, Sheena was in a position of strength on the show, where now it's reversed, and I don't think the same grace is being given to Sheena from Ariana that Sheena gave Ariana. That
right. Well, Ariana just seems to me like she has a huge ego every time I watch her. I just see ego.
Well, she was very excited that Tom was checking her out from the back, which he was. But I don't even know if it would be considered checking her out, because he was just like this.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think it was like a flirtatious, like, damn, she looks hot checking her out. He was probably just trying to like figure out where she was in his peripheral vision in case she wanted to take a shot at him.
Like an actual
like
shot.
Like with a beer bottle or something, you know. That's when you, like, when your enemy is in the room, you want to make sure where they are at all times.
You need to keep all hands on deck.
Right.
Then Allie tells the group that Joe... I just have to laugh every time I say Joe's name. That Joe asked her if they could hang out and read her birth chart. And then that's when Katie's like, that's giving. Katie's always saying giving. And now I need to check myself anytime I say giving, because I realize I do it sometimes because my kids say it. But like, it's giving desperate. It's giving too much. It's giving.
Funny. I don't say that. That's not in my vocabulary.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah. But now that you said that, now I'm going to get it stuck in my vocabulary.
Yeah. And then you're going to, every time you say it, you're going to be like, why am I saying it's giving? It's giving desperate. It's giving infiltration. Then Sheena is trying to have yet another conversation with Sandoval about taking accountability and apologize for Katie, how he acted after her divorce.
How did he act after her divorce?
Essentially, the Toms just aren't like, Toms aren't necessarily like marriage therapists for one another. They're not going to give you the advice you need to hear. They're going to give you the advice you want to hear. So no matter how shitty they were treating their significant others, they both were kind of just there for each other.
Like they were just okay. So I don't think that's treating someone shitty. I think that's just being a friend to that other person.
Essentially, Tom Schwartz was not being the best husband, and Tom Sandoval was making Katie the villain because of it. But like, Tom Schwartz, like, not only like body shamed Katie, he would say like terrible things to her on camera. Like, it was the things that he said to her on camera really made me question what he could possibly be saying to her off camera, because they were the type of things that, like, if Edwin said them to me, I would carry around that grudge for the rest of my life.
Right. And then, so Tom Sandoval wasn't a voice of reason saying you shouldn't say things like that.
Yeah. He didn't really do anything. I mean, essentially, he would just be like, yeah, Katie's the worst. You deserve better. That kind of situation versus like, you guys have been together for so long. You love each other. You can't talk to her that way. That type of thing. Never.
But I feel like that's just men in general. Like, I don't feel like they ever say things from a reasonable and, you know, compassionate perspective. They're like, yeah, that girl's a bitch. You can do better.
I guess straight men, you're right. I guess. Then Katie's at Ariana and Sandoval's house helping set up for game night. Sandoval walks into the kitchen. Well, first he like Ariana asks Katie if she's comfortable sitting in the kitchen while she goes up to get changed in her hoarder's room, and Sandoval comes down. He was on the treadmill incline again. Yeah. I was like, for Pete's sakes, let's change it up.
Was journaling.
The journaling. He tries to apologize for his behavior during Katie and Short's divorce. Oh, we forgot. Sorry, we got sidetracked. When Sheena was talking to Short's.
Oh, right. I mean, about the accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, then he stormed out.
Yeah.
That's when he was really unlikely.
Okay, but can I just say, this is probably maybe an unpopular opinion, but I actually felt badly for him in that situation, because here they all are out at a bar, hanging out in a group. And again, someone's telling him that he needs to apologize and take accountability. Again, it's like, It's like every situation he's in is he has to apologize every time he's around someone. Is that the standard?
I mean, and also, does Sheena really think that if he apologizes, Katie's going to be like, great, let's move on, let's bury the hatchet. I feel good about our friendship now. No, right. The apologizing is going to do nothing. Clearly, it is what it is. But he does come down the next day or whenever it is to apologize. Katie isn't having it, obviously.
Right.
Then Schwartz comes over to the house and Sandoval has a breakdown about his situation with Rachel. He pulls out pictures of them where they like blur out her face.
Yeah, right.
reminisces of the good times.
Yeah. But then he goes, the closet scene killed me. Like, was that? I was watching that and I'm like, okay, I feel like that was for effect. Like, was this situation that dramatic that he had to go in his closet and like put his arm on the shelf and like?
Well, I think he was trying to muster up the tears.
Right, he's in there like punching himself. He's in his stomach, like really hard.
But then he compares himself to Scott Peterson, who allegedly murdered his wife. But this is a really important question.
Well, he was convicted of murdering his wife and his unborn child, so I guess we don't even have to say allegedly.
Oh, that's true. I only said allegedly because that's what Short said, I think. But very important question. Did Scott Peterson put on foundation and cover up before going out in the evening? Did you see Tom putting it on?
Yeah, I did. It was like he was doing, you know, like the concealer under the eyes. I was like, oh, this gets better and better.
I was like, not even Scott Peterson, a convicted murderer, would do such a thing.
No, I mean, I feel like Scott Peterson would leave it at the white nail polish and then be like, I can't, concealer's too much. I can do the white nail polish, but I can't go with the concealer.
Maybe Tom has a partnership with a man's makeup line. Oh, he did. Tom had. Oh, maybe this is it. Maybe he's still white labeled with them.
I don't know. The key word is had.
Yeah, I think had is going to be all the things. Then the whole group comes over for game night. They play Never Have I Ever, and Brock confesses to being in an orgy, which Sheena also took a part in, which apparently, this is separate. Their orgies did not happen at the same time.
I thought they were separate orgies too.
They're separate. In our rundown, it says it was one orgy, but it wasn't. Well, the orgy that Sheena is talking about when she essentially throws
John Mayer under the bus.
I mean, seriously.
I guess my body is a wonderland.
I guess my body.
I mean, seriously.
I was like, wow, you really buried the code.
Yeah, that was very swift. No one's going to get it.
Yeah, like it. I was like, oh, sorry, John Mayer, all the karma from the things that you allegedly did to Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston and Taylor Swift are all coming back to haunt you on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheena just called you out.
Sheena just called you out. But then I'm like, I hope you didn't send that video to anyone, Sheena. You'll also be in trouble.
Okay, but Sheena, she made it like she wasn't a part of the orgy. She was watching. Or no, that was Brock that was just watching.
That was Brock. No, Brock was saying he was like in a room with multiple people having sex.
And he was just in a chair in his leopard banana hammock.
He was getting ready for the IUI insemination.
Right. They send you into the orgy room first, and then they send you into the dark closet. Now I see how it works.
And then the guys are all at Tom Tom while Allie's hanging out with Joe, giving her her birth chart reading. Schwartz is adamant that him and Joe are just friends. Allie reads Joe's birth chart, saying her and Schwartz are only meant to be friends. You can see that Joe is not happy with this.
Her face is like,
she's very bummed. And then the guys are reliving their glory days when Jax Taylor joins them. Jax. It was a lot.
It was. I did find it entertaining, though. He is like, there is no filter. He's just like, you look like you're 50. What's with the nail polish? Are you going to die soon? I mean, like, the guy.
You know, this is what happened. Jax, before going, went online and he like went on Reddit and he's like, what has everybody said
exactly
about Tom Sandoval? I'm going to write it all down.
Just give me 5 bullet points so I can just hit him hard as soon as I sit down.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm going to show people that I am a changed man so that then they can read the same time that this comes out that I have that broken up with my significant other because I also have not changed.
Because my penis cannot be controlled.
Or it's too controlled when it's with my wife. And then, I kind of thought it was a little bit bizarre that there wasn't like a moment of niceness. It was just immediately like on the attack. I'm like, what did he do to you, Jax? Like,
yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I still found it entertaining though.
But then Sandoval's like, he feels like Jax has always been jealous, which then they took us down memory lane. Jax compares Sandoval to the person he was 7 years ago.
Oh, because he's so evolved now. So he's a very distinguished gentleman now.
As you'll see when you tune into the premiere right. of The Valley.
Yes, very mature.
But also, why is like Jack's like a method actor? Because I kept thinking he's reminding me of Vince Vaughn from a movie. Like, I can't even remember what movie it was. Like, maybe it was Swingers or something, but it was just.
Is it like old school or something?
Yeah, was he like that? Something. I was just like watching and I was like, what is happening here? But to point out in season 6, when Ariana and Lala exposed Jack's cheating to Brittany, Sandoval actually took Jack's side. So the fact that Jax can't do the same is also like, Jax, how badly do you want attention?
Well, he probably doesn't even remember that he took his side. I feel like he's the epitome of just tunnel vision and narcissism.
Well, that seems like the theme here for the men of Vanderpump Rules in the Valley.
Except for Brock. I feel like Brock's a little self-aware.
I can't tell. I think
He has the most potential to have some self-awareness, I think.
I think Brock is a little pent up because he's like, I don't want to be the babysitter anymore. I need to be making some money here. I feel under your thumb. I think any man, when they're not creating their own income and they're at somebody else's, like, you know, it's all about Sheena's schedule, Sheena's life, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Brock's just there. I think he's just hit his breaking point with that. But I mean, Brock does have issues. I mean, his previous season was about him not caring or paying for his other children. So,
oh yeah, well, that's pretty shitty, Brock.
Brock. Jeez. Brock, you're getting
get your shit together.
Brock. Like, maybe instead of paying a babysitter for Summer Moon, you could pay for your other kids.
Like, no child support for his other children?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn it, Brock. Just when I give somebody props, then I find that out.
Well, that's why I bury it to the end so you can step in the mud and then I can dig you out slowly.
Damn it.
But yeah, that is the recap on Vanderpump Rules. Are you looking to spice up your listening lineup? Well, do I have a treat for you? It's time to tune in to Off the Vine podcast with the one and only Caitlin Bristow. Join Caitlin as she serves up a blend of humor, authenticity, and pure entertainment. From sharing personal stories to chatting with celebrity guests, she's got something for everyone. Trust me, you won't want to miss a single episode, especially the one I was just on. Whether you're on your daily commute, sweating it out at the gym, or simply unwinding at home, Off the Vine is the perfect companion. Just hit play and let Caitlin whisk you away into a world of laughter and good vibes. So are you ready to join the fun? Subscribe to Off the Vine podcast on your favorite platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let Caitlin Bristow be your guide through the ups and downs of life. Because let's face it, life's too short for boring podcasts.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want.
May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We are recapping the Valley. So here we go.
All right. Let's see. We're on episode one. We're introduced to the Valley cast, which includes Vanderpump Rules alums Jax Taylor, Brittany Cartwright, and Kristen Doty. Kristen's boyfriend, Luke, who goes by Luke Colorado, is also on the cast, as well as several other couples, including Danny and Nia, Jesse and Michelle, Jason and Janet. Joining the series as friends are Jasmine and Zach. So who was your favorite couple so far?
Oh, definitely Jason and Janet.
Yes, like, I agree.
Who would I want to be friends with and hang out with?
Right.
Definitely Jason and Janet. I think Jesse and Michelle, it's just going to be one of those situations where it's going to be hard to watch.
Oh, he's so cringy.
He's the worst. And then
so cringy.
Danny and Nia, I actually know in real life. That's how Jax Taylor met them, because Jax and Bo and Danny all went to a Rams game with Edwin, and that's how Jax and Danny became friends.
Look at you. You're like, what is it? 7 degrees of separation from the Valley. You know, all these shows, and you're always connected, but you're just never on them.
That's what I was going to say. I am the queen of getting other people on television shows and not getting on any myself. Yes, queen. I got it. But the intro shows the partier turned parents showing off their new lifestyles, including tiny baby cars, mini pool full of baby bottles, and Kristen taking out the trash. But also, why are they dressed like they're in the mid-90s? What is happening?
I don't know, but why is there a mini pool full of baby bottles? Is that just for looks, for show?
The only thing that I do know for sure was that they've made it very clear how hot it is in the Valley.
Like, yes, it's very hot. I know. It's so hot that Jack sweats brown. That's how hot it is.
I mean, if I saw Edwin sweating off his spray tan, I think it might give me the ick.
Right. I'd be like, you have to go home and change. Please stop. Camera's down. Camera's down.
Sorry. Can you walk back the block? I love that. They're like, it's so hot. We barely made it over here. And then they showed. It's like, this is where Jax and Brittany live. This is where.
They cross the street, essentially.
They cross the street. We're in Brittany and Jax's house, and Brittany is sporting a post-surgery compression bandage around the top of her head to her chin.
But she still has full makeup, so I appreciate that.
I did appreciate that. And then they go through all of the surgeries that Jax has had.
All the nose? Are they just all nose surgeries?
I think he, I could be making this up, but I think he may have gotten in fights or things happened where like his nose would, if not, if he hadn't gotten in fights or he hadn't had some kind of injuries to his nose, I don't know that I would want to be the surgeon known as the friend that performs all these surgeries when you've had to have seven. Like right. If I had to get seven neck lifts, because
it's a problem. It's a problem.
Like, let's hope the first one took. I guess he got so many because he never took the doctor's advice after he got the surgery.
Okay, but wouldn't you learn that after the first time? Like, you have the surgery, you don't pay attention to the doctor's orders, you have to have another surgery. Okay, I'll give you two. But like, when it gets to be six or seven, it's like,
at some point, hello. Doesn't the doctor say, like, I'm not giving you another surgery?
Right, like you're fired as a client.
Yeah, you're done. You're a hazard to yourself.
Yes.
But then Jax is boasting about his new lifestyle and career that includes doing cameos.
I love that. He's like, I have like 32 to do. It takes so long.
Hold on. What's the math? Can you guys look up how much Jax charges for a cameo? Really quick. Do you do cameo?
I do, but I've never had 32 in a queue to do. I don't know if it's because his are like $20 each.
His are what? 120. Okay, so calculator. 122.
Why 122? He just randomly was like, I'm just going to tack on that extra $2.
So he was making $3,904 doing cameos. I'm like, and I only charge $99 and I'm not getting 32 requests in a day.
Yeah.
Our producer saying, do you really believe he got 32 cameos?
No, I don't, but I, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I got like three. A week.
I think they're just like, hey, why don't you guys talk about what you have going on? And he's all, I've got 32 cameos to do.
I have cameos. I have the podcast. And then he has Jax is coming out. But then they're making jokes about how Brittany can't give BJs while she's in recovery. When we come to find out, they're not intimate in any way. So I'm like, why are we even making this joke? That makes it even worse.
I know. How much does that backfire on you when all this press comes out and you're making jokes about getting blowjobs when clearly you don't really want a blowjob?
Yeah,
but he's probably getting. Yeah, I was going to say he's probably getting blowjobs. It's just. Not with from his wife.
Yeah, because I can tell you when Edwin and I were on our dry spell after I had Slate and things were rough on both sides, we weren't joking about sex.
No.
It was not a time where we were like, yeah.
How about a blowjob later? You know, that's never going to happen.
You know, like, no, there wasn't a joke. We just kind of brushed over it.
Right.
Then Kristen talks about her rocky past relationship and how she met her new boyfriend, Luke. It was right after she was with her last guy. They met at a wedding and ended up having sex behind a tent. I kind of want to know how many people Kristen's had sex with.
Well, if you're listening, Kristen, please send us a number. It's 32. Same amount of cameos that Jax has.
That's pretty close to my number, so I'm pretty sure hers has got to be higher.
Okay.
And your sexual partners, Emily, do you count just the
I've never had that happen.
What? It's full throttle all the time? You've never had
No. Why would that happen?
Well, it's happened.
In what scenario would just that happen?
Well, I have a scenario where I was at a club and then I started hooking up with a guy and then he kept saying, can I just put the tip in? And I
see. No, I have quality guys there. Quality, Teddy. See, that's I go with quality. You clearly are just emphasizing. But
then
quantity.
I realized why he said that, because then he was so small that he just claimed that it was the tip, even though it was the
whole thing. It's his party trick.
It was an awkward next day when I couldn't even fit in his boxer shorts because he was so tiny in general. Right.
Wait, he's smaller than you?
At the time, yes.
It was a leprechaun. You had sex with a leprechaun at a club.
Oh, I've always had a great taste. But then we can already see that Luke's going to have a hard time with this group.
Poor Luke. He just looks, his eyes are just wide. Luke Colorado has no idea what he's gotten into. Sure, Kristen, I'll move to LA for the summer and film a TV show with you. Sounds like fun.
And then I'm going to be forced to get you pregnant, yes. Get yelled at all the time, hang out with the rest of the cast members for my name. Then we get a glimpse into Danny and Nia's life with their three kids under two, including twin girls. Nia was Miss USA in 2014, and Danny is a working actor.
I got him when they were showing pictures of him acting when he was younger. I got him confused with the Taylor Lautner. Does he look like him? He looks like the werewolf.
He did when he was little.
Yeah, I was like, was he on Twilight?
Well, weirdly, I was watching a Lifetime movie recently that was pretty great. It was like a stalker movie where a girl gets in a car crash and then she has amnesia, and then the new guy shows up and says he's the husband, but really he's not the husband. He's a stalker. Oh. Danny was the husband. He didn't have any speaking parts, but he was the husband. So I texted Nia. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just saw Danny and blah, blah, blah.
he didn't talk, but he did a great job.
He did a great job of being the husband. But you could kind of see, I see some of like Nia. You can tell like she's a very good girl. She's very pageant. In the way that life needs to be this way. This is what I projected for our life.
Yeah.
And you can tell that she lives and breathes by that. And I feel like we're going to see that Danny is going to be pushing the boundaries a bit.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. She's very pageant-y.
Yeah. And she's always been nothing but nice to me, always kind, whatever. But I think there's a little bit of like a shell.
Right.
Like always performing a little bit. Gentle, kind, happy smiles, but really, when that other shoe drops, she's in a man.
Right.
I'm just crazy 24/7, so it's easier.
Yeah, me too. So
there's no hiding my resting bitch face.
No.
But then Jason and Janet are next. Janet is pregnant, and Jason gives a taste of what the experience is like by saran wrapping a watermelon to his stomach and two giant cantaloupes to his chest. Not my favorite scene, but I do like these two.
I do too. I thought that was a little corny, but you know, whatever.
You know, they were looking for a moment. What else were they going to do? They had their sparkling apple cider, and then they're like, what else?
What should we do now? Let's strap fruit to you.
Then Jesse and Michelle are our last couple who we now know are separated, and it's obvious why.
It's truly obvious.
When Michelle's asked how she would describe her husband, she actually can't think of anything.
Not one word, nothing. Not a single thing.
She's like, asshole, douchebag, like
dickhead. Mistake.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want.
May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Then apparently Jesse has never had Michelle as a screensaver on his phone, only the dog and their daughter. He claims it's because they work together and he has to look at her all day long. Oh, yeah. That's so romantic.
Okay, what's Edwin's screensaver? Does he have you?
No, it's Slate. Slate put her own, and it's one of those like 3X ones where you're like... but I don't necessarily think a screensaver is a sign of your marriage is going to last or not last.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Shane's had Kit, the car, Kit... as his screensaver for like our entire marriage. So I don't take it personally. It's been 15 years and it's always Kit.
I thought you meant Kit from like League of Their Own. I was like, that's an interesting choice.
I mean Kit as in the car from the 80s that David Hasselhoff drives.
It's Knight Rider. Red flag and
Knight Rider is what I mean.
So just watching these intros, who are you rooting for the most?
Like rooting for, well, Jesse and Michelle, I can't even with them. I do like Janet. I think she's funny. She gets some good sarcastic comments in there. And I like her husband. I think he's like the good solid attorney husband. You know, he reminds me of Shane, except not funny. So
he's the not funny Shane. He's the
not funny Shane.
Look for the compliment there. And then they go to lunch where Kristen meets with her friends, Zach and Jasmine. I know I've seen these people before. I don't know if that's being out or whatever, or they've been on Vanderpump Rules or what it is. But I'm like, I know I've seen Jasmine before. Zach was Brittany's best friend that now is Kristen's best friend. I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake. But Kristen is talking about how she's watching all of her friends getting married and having babies. And she's wondering when it will be her time. I don't know. I personally think if somebody doesn't live like Kristen, do I think you really want to have a baby with Luke? Is that his name?
It's Luke Colorado.
Luke Colorado. I don't know that you do, but I also know that if somebody's willing to move to the Valley for the summer, it must be true love.
Yeah, I honestly, how does that work though? He's got 70 acres in Colorado and he's clearly not an LA kind of guy. So what's he going to do? I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
He did so good at Top Golf.
Right? He was so awkward. I felt badly for him. I was like, these guys are just going to eat him alive. But yeah, I don't know why. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have a baby with someone who clearly lives in Colorado on 70 acres and probably will only visit LA?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
it seems like the perfect relationship to me to have a child in.
Yeah. So why not? Then Brittany and Michelle are at Nia's house while all the guys are golfing. Luke asks Jax if he's going to unblock him. And then Jax is like, I don't even know if you're blocked. You know, like,
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah. Like, do you go here?
Yeah.
But Jack, the epitome of morals and ethics, questioning how somebody chooses to live is pretty rich.
It's, yes, I know. He was all about Kristen and her choices.
Why does he care?
I mean, every scene was him like, do you guys know? Did you know what she's going to do? What do you think of that? Should you not focus on maybe the 32 cameos that you need to do and like and your wife?
Maybe you should put some sort of that passion towards getting it in with your wife and less about Kristen wanting to have a baby. Like, I get that we're going to talk about it, but truthfully, if Kristen wants to have a baby with Luke from Colorado, she's, you know, go for it.
That's right. She's an adult woman. It's her choice.
It's her choice. Then Jax and Brittany go over to Jason's house. We see the sweating.
He's like, it was self-tanner. I'm like, dude, you know you got a spray tan naked in your garage the night before.
Please, of course you did. But no, I don't. I want to know what Brittany was doing the night before, because she has a stamp on her hand. And I'm like, were you at a club last night? Is that why y'all are sweating so much?
Right.
Then we get to Janet's birthday party that Brittany's putting on, where they went county fair theme.
That was a good theme.
A good theme. But I have a question. Yeah. I was always told, granted, I haven't gotten a tattoo in a while, but that you're not supposed to drink alcohol when getting a tattoo because it thins your blood. But they're all pounding shots, getting tatted up. I was like, yeah, I just looked it up. You shouldn't drink for 24 hours before getting a tattoo either. Your new tattoo will be considered an open wound, and alcohol delays the body's healing process. Alcohol also thins the blood, which can cause excess bleeding and set back the natural clotting and scabbing necessary for recovery.
Well, listen, this tattoo artist clearly is not, you know, they probably got him from Craigslist.
They're like, whatever, come in. Can we do it?
Just bring some tools. We'll set up a lawn chair in the living room. It'll be great.
We'll set up a facialist chair and get everybody tatted, and we'll give Jesse another excuse to fight with somebody else. But I would be fine with Brittany throwing a birthday party for me. I want all of those things actually. I do right too. Now.
I was like, I want an Emily County fair. I'm from Ohio.
I'm from Indiana. Let's do it. But we'd have to like have a pig competition where that's what like my cousins always did. They would like raise their pigs and then bring them and then have a little crops and like set up the pigs. Like, I didn't see any. I would like a little petting zoo.
A little petting. I just like the corn dogs and the funnel cakes.
I don't like a funnel cake, but I love a corn dog.
I love a good corn dog too.
Then Lala and Sheena and Brock, of course, show up to the party. Lala and Jax, of course, talk about Kristen. Lala comments, I think she throws that puss around and it shoots diamonds or something.
It's bedazzled. She's got a bedazzled vagina.
Because she's always able to lock down a man. Then Jesse, I didn't get the jokes that Jesse was making to Lala, calling her his mistress. Like, it wasn't, I didn't get it.
I know. And then he's like, and then he was like, oh, not mistress, side piece. Like, that was better. Yeah. And then his wife's standing there, like, awkwardly, she's like, not saying anything. I don't know. That was an awkward moment. I didn't get it. I didn't think it was funny.
It wasn't funny. Lala, if that was Vanderpump Rules, she would have gone off on him. But she's like, I'm just doing this as a favor to Brittany and Jax. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to keep this moving.
Right.
But then Kristen and Jesse are waiting in line to get tattooed. Kristen pinches Jesse's.
He pinched her boob.
No, but did you realize that Kristen pinched his first?
Yes, but then he did it back. I feel like you can't do that.
I feel like nipple pinching shouldn't happen regardless. Like, I mean, Matt's sitting right here, our producer, and I'm not going to grab his nipple anytime soon.
Okay, but if for some odd reason you just went unhinged and did pinch him in the nipple, but then he pinched you back, that's where it just gets really bizarre.
Please don't pinch mine back, they're fake. Oh my gosh. She gets upset clearly, and she feels like she has to put up with Jesse because of how close she is with Michelle. It's a bad state of affairs that Jesse is coming off worse than Jax.
Yeah, I agree with that. But they used to model together. I was like, I can't even picture these two like in New York modeling.
But I'm not sure it was New York modeling. Like,
where was it? Kansas?
I mean, I think they use the word model loosely. Yes. I don't remember seeing them on the cover of, I don't know, Men's Health.
Yeah.
But then Jack's still continuing to talk about Kristen trying to get pregnant and how bad of an idea he thinks it is. This time he's telling Brock. Lala sees the conversation happening and tries to intervene, bringing Sheena and Kristen with her. Kristen starts tearing up after hearing Jax criticize her life and decisions. Jax, at least Tom Sandoval makes himself likable sometimes.
He does occasionally, but Jax is like, he's at 0 for 100.
He's so far.
He's like batting 0.
Like even when he wouldn't blow up the one like thing corn for dog. The pool, the corn dog. Yeah, the corn dog float. And Brittany's like racing around like, and he's just like, I need to heat up my macro plate or whatever it is he was trying to eat. I was like, for the love. And then this is where we start to see the things coming unraveled. You can already tell that Nia wants to go home. She's done. She probably feels bad for her nanny that's having to sit in the closet with her kids while she's doing this party. And they go to take it. She's like, let's get a picture. And or he wants to get a picture. I can't remember who did. And then Jax comes down and pulls down his bathing suit and shows his finger to everybody.
And shows his corn dog.
Do you think she was crying because she thought it was an invasion of privacy, or she didn't want anybody to see that it was just the tip, but it was the full thing?
The latter, definitely. Definitely. She's like, now the world knows.
You're like, plot twist. Teddy was with Danny. Yeah.
I get it. He was at the club. He's the leprechaun.
He wasn't, guys. I never hooked up with Danny. Calm down. But then Nia walks out. She's, you know, starting to sob.
Okay, would you sob if someone walked up to Edwin at a pool party and pulled his shorts down? Would you cry?
No.
I wouldn't either. I would probably laugh, and then I'd have to fight with Shane and apologize for laughing. That's what would happen.
I don't think I would cry at all, but that's where I say she's got this pageant thing where everything has to look and be a certain way, and that was crossing the boundary for her. But my favorite part of this entire scene is Sheena's face, like, girl, you have absolutely right. No idea what you signed up for. This isn't Miss USA anymore. Yeah. You have walked in to the lion's den.
Exactly.
Right. Him getting his pants pulled down.
Right. If you're crying over that, girl. You in danger, girl.
You're in danger, girl. This is because Danny didn't seem to mind that much, but also Jack seeming confused that somebody doesn't have underwear on underneath the bathing suit.
I was like, I didn't know he had no underwear on.
Sometimes crews will wear underwear under a bathing suit solely because he's too lazy to take his underwear off. Like, exactly. So it's just like racing, but like, right. Could you imagine wearing a thong underneath your bikini bottom, Emily?
No, that's so odd. Then it's soaking wet.
Yeah. And then it's caught and wet on you. No, thank you. And then the episode ends with Janet dunking Jax in the dunk tank and an overview of the rest of the party. We get a preview of what's to come this season on the Valley, showing a potentially pregnant Kristen. I don't think she actually is pregnant.
I don't think so either.
Jax opening his new bar, Brittany holding a pregnancy test. Maybe she's holding it for Kristen, but she claims her and Jax never have sex anymore because he's not attracted to her. That part makes me sad.
I know.
And then Michelle blaming Kristen for ruining her marriage. I want to know what Kristen says.
Yeah. How do you blame Kristen? I don't know. From all I've seen, I think Jesse does a great job ruining it all on his own. He does not need any help from anyone else. He's got this.
I don't know. I mean, how do you feel though? Like now that we've watched it, do you think that like this is going to be promising? Like there were parts watching this where I was like, this is taking way too long. This could have been 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I think again, when there's any new show, it takes a while. You have to get invested in the characters. And I don't know. I felt like the preview of what's to come looked interesting. So I'm slightly hooked. So
all right.
I think it's a good watch. We're in.
So we'll keep updating you guys and doing recaps. And we hope you enjoyed and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away.
Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.